News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
AIR was talking about the impact on Irish citizens across the Middle East. There is an impact beyond those trying to travel back, which is those who are considering travelling to the Middle East. With Easter, with the midterm break coming up, there will have been a lot of people who are looking at Dubai as a possible region for a break. Sinead Ryan is with us. She's consumer columnist with the Irish Independent and, of course, of this parish here on News Talk with the Home Show. Sinead, people who may be looking at tickets in their pockets that were due to take them to Dubai, if the flights have not yet cancelled, what do they do?
Morning, Anton. Well, I think they need to start wrapping their heads around the fact that they may not be travelling at all. All flights out of Dublin for Emirates, Etihad and Qatar Airways are all cancelled again today. There's 16 flights a day. In Heathrow and Gatwick, they've cancelled all flights to at least Monday, according to their press statement. And look, this is very much a burgeoning and moving story. So I certainly wouldn't be confident if I was travelling to that region, nor, by the way, might I want to, over the next week or so. I think it's very, very sketchy. The biggest issue is now that the Department of Foreign Affairs have slapped a travel advisory notice on a lot of these countries and emirates within the region. Now, what that means is, because they now are under an avoid non-essential travel, that invalidates any travel insurance that you might have. And that's the biggest issue, because without travel insurance, you really are stuck over there. So I would be really saying to people, you know, check with the airline, check with your travel agency. But really, I don't think over the next few days anybody's going to be going anywhere to that.
But region. Let's imagine that I have tickets booked at some point over the next 3 or 4 weeks, and looking ahead, I say, look, there isn't a chance the flight will actually go. But B, I don't want to be on it even if it does. Have I got any recompense? Can I say, well, there's good reason that I've cancelled. Give me back my money.
Yes. Well, if the flight is cancelled, the rules are very, very strict there. And that means that you're entitled to a refund of the flight costs or a rerouting at a later date. So you have the option which one of those to take. If you happen to be in an airport when that happens, well, then you're also entitled to what they call care and assistance. In other words, a meal voucher and a hotel and that kind of thing. So that'll be what will be happening. All the people who are due to come back to Ireland who are currently in the Middle East on a flight that's booked. But for anybody here, you'll be getting a text to say your flight tomorrow or the next day has been cancelled. Do you want the refund or do you want to reroute at a later date? Now, I think probably the sensible thing to do at this late stage is to take the refund, because we don't know where this is all going. Once you do that, there's no further obligation on the airline. If you book through a travel agent, you are probably in a slightly better position, because the whole thing has been booked as a package holiday, and that comes in under the package directive, which is a different set of rules, which means that you will get, in all probability, a full refund of the monies that you've already paid. So, in fact, consumer rights, Anton, are very strong in this area, especially where the airline cancels rather than you choosing to cancel in this case.
Sinead, thank you very much. Sinead Ryan, consumer columnist, The Irish Independent, of course, presenter of The Home Show here on News Talk. And
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.